One hope is that this network will help businesses cut their losses. Since tourism and agriculture drive much of the state's economy, New York is extra sensitive to adverse weather. Christian Junker is a farmer in Genesee County. His farm raises cattle and grows cash crops. He has a small personal weather station perched on the corner of his roof, and he and his team check the station, as well as several different weather outlets like the NOAA and WeatherBug, first thing in the morning. He says it informs his farming decisions.
Whether we're mowing hay and there's still dew on the ground, or when's the wind going to pick up? Should we be spraying crops this morning and not this afternoon because wind speeds are going to increase?
Junker says his weather station doesn't offer him as much data as he'd like to have. He'd like to know the soil temperature, for example.
That would help us plan our day tremendously if we had more detailed or more accurate weather information, for sure. Because every day starts with the weather.
To date, UAlbany has been promised almost $24 million to build the Messinette. This money comes entirely from FEMA, thanks mostly to hazard mitigation grant projects after Superstorm Sandy. Proponents of the Messinette hope the investment will help businesses like Junker's Farm recover money lost to adverse weather. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.